Joe Fisher joins us now for our daily Vanderbilt update. Joe, what's going on this morning?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
We're doing well, and it had to be a very proud time for everybody associated with Vanderbilt to see David Price last night close things out for the Rays as they won the pennant.
It was I was jumping up and down here at the house.
I was too.
It was pretty special. You know, you think about Joe Maddon, what a calculated gamble he took. You know, you can only imagine what people would have said if he had brought in this 23-year-old left-hander and things had not gone well down the stretch. But he had a lot of confidence in David. David obviously has a lot of confidence in himself. You know, he likes that situation. He thrives on it. And gosh, I mean, a 97-mile-an-hour fastball, and then you put that slider in there with it, and it's just amazing. But to come in and get J.D. Drew on three pitches and then actually should have gotten one more strikeout in the ninth that wasn't credited to him on that check swing that the umpire ruled didn't go far enough around. But, you know, that's something special. And now it's going to be really interesting to see now what the Rays do with David in the World Series. I mean, is he now their guy that's going to come out in the ninth? Is he a situational pitcher? I mean, what will they do with him? But I think he has certainly pitched himself into the hearts of Tampa Bay fans forever, that's for sure.
I'll tell you right now, Joe Maddon would be committing malpractice if he didn't make David Price his closer. And Joe, his body language just told it all, in my opinion.
Very confident. No, you're right. He walked out there and kind of had a little talk to himself and took a deep breath and then grabbed the baseball. And I'm sure people are doing it. I don't know if anybody's ever had a win and a save in postseason before they've registered either one in the regular season, but that's something David's accomplished.
I know he's at least the youngest to get a save in Game 7 of a, you know, a game to clinch a series for a team.
I think Don Gullett was the youngest to get a save in the postseason, but still pretty phenomenal, and now he'll be on an even bigger stage for the World Series. Wanted, obviously, to talk about the Doors game on Saturday that you and Kevin did. Vandy gets outgained 425-245, but somehow finds a way to hang around. Their defense held Georgia to 1-for-8 on third downs, but still, it was that drive in the fourth quarter that set up the field goal that had to be most disappointing to Bobby Johnson.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, the thing that hurt Vanderbilt early in the game especially was they gave up too many big plays. You know, A.J. Green got loose a couple of times, and Noshon Moreno had a couple of big runs. And, for example, and they both of their scoring drives early came after interceptions. And so I think that was a big disappointment. I think on the positive side, I doubt anyone expected Vanderbilt to run the ball as effectively as they did against Georgia. And I think the change on the offensive line, at least in that particular game, went with a couple of other guys, Kyle Fisher on that left tackle spot, who's a big 300-pounder, and Eric Hensley getting the start at right guard. I think it was a much more physical, sort of a smash-mouth kind of running game. And, you know, Georgia had been averaging giving up only 52 yards a game on the ground, only gave up one to Tennessee. And Vanderbilt rushes for 114 or so. So I think that's certainly something to be encouraged about. So,
A guy we've kind of kept our eye on the whole season is Jamie Graham. You know, he plays basketball and now starring for this football team, and caught his first two touchdowns in the same place in the end zone, and came within an eyelash of getting a first down on that final offensive play of the game for Vanderbilt. But what an incredible athlete that guy is, and those are great plays he made for the two scorers.
You know, sir, we were talking about the fact that Georgia has corners that are relatively small at 5'10", 5'9", and we're wondering if Vanderbilt might try to take advantage with a 6'5 George Smith or something like that. Well, as it turned out, it was Jamie Graham that was able to get the advantage and go up over him. So he has really turned into a very solid offensive threat when he gets his hands on the football. And, you know, they've got a tremendous amount of confidence in him, obviously, as a redshirt freshman, not only to play as much as he does offensively, but to play in the punt return game as well. They have no problem sending him back in any situation. So he's really earned his way into the starting lineup, and we'll see how it plays out now as we get ready for Duke. And there's, as much as guys aren't going to want to talk about it, this is going to be the week that's going to be a lot of pressure heaped on, you know, trying to get number six. This is the third shot at number six, and coming to Nashville for homecoming, that I think puts a little extra pressure on the home standing team.
And Joe, this Duke team's quite a bit better than the one we saw a couple years ago over in Durham.
No, there's no question about that. They lost to Miami over the weekend, but scored 31 points in the process. And, you know, David Cutcliffe is going to have a good offensive team. So, you know, they used to say, and they say still say a lot, this is not your father's Vanderbilt team. Well, it's not your father's Duke either. This is a different looking group.
Hey, Joe, we'll let you roll on that. Talk to you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.